Yo. Good morning, or good evening, or good afternoon, wherever you are, folks. It's Deepak Shukla here again from Life, Love and Entrepreneurship. And today I'm going to be talking about what do I do or what should you do to wake up early in the morning? It's seen as like incredibly popular online, isn't it? This idea that, you know, wake up at 5 a.m. and you'll be successful as being a route to success. And certainly when you look at famous executives, or at least as it's well publicized and popularized in major media, that if you're awake at 5 a.m., you're going to have more hours in the day, you're going to be more successful, and lots of things are going to come as a consequence. What I can say from personal experience is that I have, since reading a book called The Miracle Morning, have noticeably been getting up consistently earlier, and that in terms of me being able to get things done, yes, the time now is 7:20 a.m. whilst I'm recording this here in sunny looking but bloody windy as hell London. Don't let the looks deceive you. And in waking up this morning, I've produced some content. I've listed some website modifications for a small launch that I'm doing. I'm obviously here recording this podcast, and that's how my morning has been so far. So I definitely say that there is some truth in that when you do get up early, you do get things done, certainly faster and quicker. So what's my thoughts on it, and what's my advice? So my thoughts on it are that it is definitely possible to wake up earlier. It is a matter of habit and forcing the habit. Motivation alone does really help in the beginning, because you do ultimately need to have something that you're excited to get up for. If you don't have anything you're really excited about, then to be honest with you, you're just going to stay in bed, right? There's no value in waking up at 5 a.m. if at 5:15 you're wondering, you know, what the fuck do I do with myself? So there's no value in that. So for those people that are struggling, the first and biggest thing I'd say is that you need to find your motivation. You definitely need to find your motivation. That bell in the background is my cat Tommy wandering around looking for affection. He's been up since 5 a.m. and he's crushing it. So, you know, find something to be excited about. The reality is that I'm excited about making this podcast to kind of share it with the world. You know, I've got into the iTunes New and Noteworthy overall at around number 61 for the whole of iTunes. And then in the area of business, I think I was up at best at number 10 yesterday, and it's been fluctuating between 10 up to 30 the whole day yesterday. So this excites me to wake up and to share something with you. And that means that it's far easier for me to wake up in the morning. So that's my first piece of advice. Second piece of advice is that, hey, listen, the first week, the first 2 weeks, it's going to be shitty. It's going to be hard waking up just generally early in the morning. As to whether it should be strictly 5 a.m. or 5:15 or, you know, kind of 6 a.m., whatever constitutes early enough for you is fine. You know, I fluctuate between 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. And to be honest with you, I'm getting into bed at the moment between 11:45, I think a couple of days ago, up till about 1 a.m. So, you know, getting in between 4 and 6 hours sleep. So the other part of it is that it's going to be hard in the beginning. You know that, right? You know it's going to be fucking hard. And no one said that it was going to be easy. So having the excuse that, oh, I can't seem to get out of bed. Again, I think it goes back to a question of your motivation is wrong. There's nothing that you really want to get up for that gets you out of bed at that, what some people would call godforsaken hour. So that's tip number two, that it will be hard in the beginning. And the beginning, you know, you've read all this stuff about habit forming, or you might have be familiar with the idea that it takes around, is it 21 days to entrench a habit? So just do bear and keep that in mind. I figured out what Tommy wants. The boy wants some food. I'm going to feed him after this podcast. Thank God you've only got to listen to 10 minutes of my voice. So number three tip, and now we're going to get to some of the hacks. The body often confuses dehydration with tiredness. So with that in mind, do make sure that you keep some water with you in the morning and chug that water as soon as you wake up. We're generally all dehydrated as human beings, of course, according to everything that you read. You know, you need to drink 2 fucking liters of water a day and then you'll be a-okay. So the body does confuse dehydration for sleep. The next point is, I think this is point number 4, but I'm beginning to lose count, is that you should have 2 alarms. Set 1 alarm and put it kind of away from where you're sleeping. So you need to get out of your bed, go over to the alarm, and then put the water by where that alarm is, and then also have another alarm that's set for around 10 minutes later, just in the instance that you fall back asleep. But the idea is, of course, that you just get out of bed at that time. And having the alarm, if it's, for example, battery operated or whatever, like radio alarm clock, that's in a kind of awkward place, that would also be good. So these are some of the kind of tips I'd say about waking up in the morning, my advice upon it. And, you know, has it helped me? Is it helping me? Yes, it definitely and absolutely is. So find something to be excited about, which is a subject for a whole nother podcast, except it's going to be hard in the beginning, and try and battle your way through that. I am getting a lot more done as a consequence of waking up early. It's not bullshit. It's actually happening. Have a look into a book called The Miracle Morning. If you like the idea of bulletproof coffee, it's something that some people do in the mornings. But then just engage in all those little hacks, like drinking the water, putting the alarm further away from yourself, having 2 alarms, getting out of bed, of course, and then staying out of bed. Put the alarm in another room if you'd like to. Put the second alarm inside your cereal box so you're forced to get up. And for those who, you know, have inconsistent routine, well, this is something that's about finding routine, because self-discipline will take you furthest. Once you pass the motivation stage and you come to the point that it just does become habit, so it's, you know, as habitual as whatever time you get up, you're going to brush your teeth. If it becomes as habitual as, you know, no matter how hard the day before has been, you're going to be pretty much waking up between, let's say, 5 and 6:30, then, yeah, I think you will get a lot more done. So this is me, Deepak Shukla, wishing you good luck as you wake up early in the morning.